We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. This case over in New Jersey, I happen to hear it. I'm friends with somebody on another station who listens, and they did a beautiful job with it yesterday. It's a Jersey station. And I'm listening driving home, and thank God it appears to come out that this guy is found not guilty. But this coach at a high school level, too, was under the gun for 7 years. And the question was, did the coach sitting with his head down at the defense table really ruin this kid's life? The visiting team was leading 6-0 in the top of the second inning when the kid batting for the second time hit a line drive over the left fielder's head. Two runs scored. The kid ran second, headed for third. And next there's a sickening sound as he hit the ground pop. He rolled in agony. They rushed to his side. An ambulance arrived. But this kid, two innings into his high school career, would never play another baseball game. Okay? A specialist from special surgery in Manhattan found post-traumatic arthritis and evidence the bone was dying and all the rest. It is very bad. He's going to have trouble with various things. But now he's endured frequent bouts of depression and a pair of panic attacks. And I'm not minimizing any of that. But injuries happen, particularly with sliding. And it seems to be over a 7-year period of time, you have this, first of all, in a place like Jersey, these vicious lawyers, plaintiff's lawyers. Then you have these parents who are, one, the father was keeping score, and are pushing this. And then you have a bunch of people who I just don't get sports that you get on juries and others and judges and other things. And they look at something like sliding like it's a big deal or that you have to go through a whole legal process. So here's what I'm asking. In a little league that you're involved in as a parent, or if you've had the duty of a volunteer coach, something like that. Now, I coach with DJ to help DJ out. He was really the head coach. My name was just on it. And I remember we had kids, Dan, who wouldn't slide. So because they wouldn't slide, I got thrown out of a game. The kid runs home with a catcher. He doesn't bang into the catcher because he didn't slide. He called him out. I can't play in a league like that. I got to get out of here.
I think there's a real simple solution for all this, Dom. And something they do out in Indiana. I don't know if it's an Indiana High School Association thing, but I know my high school did it. When signing up for football, you have to bring home a waiver that excuses all liability for the school and the coaches if something were to happen on field.
Okay.
Both the student and his parents have to sign the waiver.
This is at a high school level. I think he did, but there's still a legal argument here, even with that, that because you're negligent, though, that you didn't teach thoroughly enough. I'm looking at the demonstration of the sliding, and I'm looking at him showing the injury in court. Yeah, you can put in all that stuff that you want, but that doesn't mean this still doesn't get – it's on other grounds. You know, in other words, the guy is negligent and uncaring. It's not about just getting rid of certain areas of liability if you're a league.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prove that you're not those things. And sliding, I don't think these kids were taught for – I'm looking at it. I'm looking at – these lawyers arguing is 6 feet away from the base. Is that a period of time? What distance is not a safe distance for a runner to begin the slide? Any distance inside 2 feet. Would there be no reason for a third base coach to signal a player to slide into third base if there was not a potential play at third base because sliding is dangerous? And on it went. The minutia of this stuff.
You know what is dangerous is the precedent that this sets.
Yes, that's what the fear is. And if I even though this looks like it's come out, at least from the way I'm reading this, 7 years to be under this and to be vilified for 2 days in court as inattentive, uncaring, and just the micromanaging of these people just don't get sports. They've turned sports, or they're trying to turn sports, that's the broader thing for me, into something it's not. I remember wearing sliding pads, if you can imagine.
Who's going to coach?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially volunteer coach, knowing that their whole life can be changed by doing their job.
And this was at a high school level, so he had a little bit more going for him. Imagine the minutia, though, of did you actually tell him to slide at 6 feet? Is there a tape? I think there was a videotape. Or was it closer to 4 feet? And stuff like that to make a decision to deal with this.
And not only the minutia, think how it spans to other sports. If a swimmer dives headfirst and gets paralyzed, is that now the fault of the coach?
Right.
Or if a football player on a catch out of bounds gets turf toe, can he sue the coach now because he told him that he should catch balls as they're going out of bounds?
Yeah, exactly. It gets into stuff of people that don't understand sports, don't care about sports, and a bunch of lawyers who are out of control and messing up everything. 855-839-1210. What's the biggest thing you would say? You know, I still am not in favor. That's why I'm not in favor of mercy rules when we talked about that. I'm not in favor of any of this stuff. Once you start manipulating this stuff, to me, that's it. I'm out. I don't want to hear it. It doesn't lead to anything good psychologically or otherwise. And if you can't have a league in which you play standard baseball, basketball, football, whatever, then have your goofball league. I don't want to be part of it. 855-839-1210. So in a league that I coach with DJ, the kid gets called out for not sliding. The next kid hits a ball. Turned out it could have been a home run. And one of our kids was instructed, as I instruct him, to take the bat, Dan, that was left at home plate. The kid dropped the bat when he hit the ball over the outfitter's head. He was called out for going on the field to remove the bat. Now, that's a safety thing. I would teach that today. The next hitter up removes the bat. You don't want a kid coming home to play at the plate with a bat there. So which do you want? Do you want to be safe, or do you want to have all these cockamamie rules?
It's ridiculous.
The only thing I think I've seen societally worse might be the homeowners associations. But there, you know, you sign up for it. So it's the same mentality that we're putting into this. And what is it? It's in the name of two things, apparently. Overcaution and trying to even things up. And the game's not supposed to be about evening things up. It's about whoever's better and letting things flow. That's the way it ought to be. So a 7-year battle, and here's the headline. I love what this guy wrote. He instructed a player he was coaching during a junior varsity baseball game to slide, not into an active volcano, not into a shark tank, but into third base. That's a great line. Let's go to Dan. Dan is in Kutztown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Dom, nice to talk to you.
Same here.
I grew up in Aston, Delaware County. I don't know if you're familiar.
Absolutely.
Seems Trump like to frequent visit
Yes,
there.
They do. That's amazing.
I don't know what it is with Aston either. I grew up there, but it was wonderful to see. So my cousin lived on a house that backed up to Weir Park on Weir Road. I don't know if you're familiar. It was a bunch of T-ball, Little League.
Okay.
We would run around the bases until our pants ripped, practicing sliding on our side, on our stomach. You know, that's what we would do when the game was over. We couldn't wait to do that. I just can't. I didn't hear the forefront of the story until I was on hold of how this happened. But
well, it just happened because you have a bad injury to this kid. You have some lawyer who jumped into it. You have people who believe that, you know, nobody should get hurt in this situation, that you didn't instruct in sliding enough, like a seminar constantly or whatever. And, you know, Jersey's particularly litigious, and it went for 7 years. I don't have the transcript of each one of these cases. 7 years this guy was under the gun as it moved from one place or another.
What happened to practice makes perfect?
Well, right. And you do have kids who I don't know what you do. I've seen some kids who are scared to death of sliding. It used to be, let's face it, and I got hit.
It's like spraying on ice skates. You're scared to do it the first time.
But right. They're not good, Dan. They could get hurt, you know, and they're playing ball. I mean, the thing we were afraid of was getting hit. I got hit in the head. That explains a lot. A few times. Got hit in the face a couple times.
Directly in the nose.
Yeah, when you get hit
flat to my face.
Against, and usually it was the big kid out there on the mound that could just throw hard, intimidating.
Yep.
He was already shaving in the 12 to 14 league.
Yep,
you put that kid out there. You're afraid. You start to bail out a little bit.
Yep.
But I was never afraid of sliding.
No, me either.
Yeah, so what's your disappointment?
I would have to go back to the government bailout of GM. I'm a big GM guy, and obviously they didn't take that route with this recent strike, and I feel like it had a lot to do with Mr. Obama.
That is a very good one. All right, the GM bailout. Okay, that's a good one. 855-839-1210. Anybody make the argument, though? Look, you have some kids that want to play in Little League. They know they're not good. They know they still want to participate. The parents want them to participate. And they're not going to be good at sliding. This is just another one of those things that's happened in sports. It's the mercy rule. It's any number of these things that have been put in. But sliding, leagues have rules where, you know, if you don't slide in some cases, because they don't want you banging into anybody. I think you ought to be able to bang into the catcher. Maybe not 10-year-olds. I might relent on that. You have a 12-year-old catcher. I know Major League Baseball doesn't let you block the plate anymore. I think you ought to be able to block the plate.
I think they should be able to charge the mound, too.
Well, okay. That's only in a utopia to charge the mound. 855-839-1210. DJ and I coached in a league where the umpires said, females were playing in this, they're not going to tuck their shirt in because there was an inside pitch, and if her shirt had been tucked in, I don't think she would have been touched by it. Because she's developing, meaning she's getting breast, and she might be wary of that to have her shirt tucked in. Yes. That's what the umpire told me. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I said, hey, if you're going to play in this league, you got to tuck your shirt in. You can't make rules for females not tucking in their shirt. This is the type of stuff you run into. You just play the rules of baseball.
Are they like 12-year-olds?
Well, this was 12 to 14. So 855-839-1210. Don't play in the league. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just pushed pound 1210. I'm not sure. Let's see. He was named in the lawsuit when a claims examiner from the New Jersey Schools Insurance Group, the firm that insures Boundbrook and 375 other public schools, showed up at his new job at North Brunswick High School. That was in the winter of 2015, nearly 3 years after the injury. The initial shock was met with insurances that this case probably would never see a courtroom. He gave a deposition, and when a judge granted a summary judgment to the defense, he figured the entire episode was behind him. And then a friend texted him saying that he's getting sued. His attorneys had won the appeal. That's what happens here. That's how long this went on. So if you hear that and you're considering being a volunteer coach, what does that tell you? Does it tell you, hey, this is not something to take lightly? You know, you got to do FBI background checks and everything else, or at least state level now. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. Hit me with your biggest disappointment. I like the GM. Mine was the segue. Coming off yesterday's impeachment hearing, Democrats, you know, they think going in until you actually hear it out loud. Got to be thinking, we got something. We're going to score today on the first day. Deep down, the more reasonable Democrats, they have to be disappointed with yesterday. The only thing they seem to be centering on that I can tell is they had another phone call now. Not just a phone call we all know about, but this phone call that Taylor, the main witness, overheard and got secondhand, thirdhand of what Trump was saying. The quadruple. That seems to be the bombshell from yesterday. What's the bombshell? That's what we're asking. Bill O'Reilly will be here at 11 o'clock. I'll ask him if this qualifies as a bombshell. All right, phone lines. 855-839-1210. We have a big name change. I don't know about you, but I know that I am pretty sensitive to name changes. Like, I'm not sure if I even call some things now by their, like, when they changed the drive to Kelly Drive. I've never called that on the air, okay? I don't care. I'm not calling it that in Philadelphia. Well, the University of Pennsylvania Law School is no longer Penn Law. It's something else. I'll tell you about that, too. And the graduates, the alumni, they're not happy with it. But this case, maybe it only happens in places like New Jersey. It's the worst example of what's gone wrong with sports, the law, and parents. What parents would continue this kind of case? Aren't they embarrassed that this has gone national now? Even some papers in the UK have picked this story up. So I dug into this material on this high school coach, 7-year legal battle because he told a kid to slide. And here's the meat of it. The attorney for the kid and his parents, the parents ought to be embarrassed beyond belief. I mean, yeah, that's a way to deal with this public shaming of them. Get out of here, you know, doing something like this. That the coach's actions met a standard of recklessness under New Jersey case law that is defined as an extreme departure from ordinary care in which a high degree of danger is apparent. And the coach tells NJ.com, common sense, he keeps telling himself, will prevail. But it took 7 years to get through this. And one juror found against him. So just think about if we let the lawyers run everything, like Little League sports. And you got to ask yourself, is it better today than it was back in the days when you didn't have all this? I mean, what is it that's improved that makes it better versus all the rules, all the things that are put in by a bunch of Budinskis, by and large? 855-839-1210. I don't see the improvement. All right, if you want to protect kids, better headgear, you know, although leagues that I've coached in, they've had cages on their, like their knights are going to be riding on horses or something to protect. All right, I get that. Injuries can happen. Thank God if you've never been injured with this. But sliding is a dangerous thing. I'm not minimizing that. It is for kids that are scared and, you know, tough situations. You can get hurt, severely hurt, sliding. There's no doubt. But so what? Don't play then. I mean, that's part of it. You got to slide. It's one of those things that some people just, oh, I hope I never have to slide. 855-839-1210. So what is it that you were afraid of? Dan, did you have any fear in any sports? What was the number one thing? I've said mine. Now, I pitched, too, so I got even. I threw pretty hard and pretty wildly. So if I get hit in the head, you know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My extremities are very slim.
Right.
So I have very skinny legs and arms, and I was always worried about my knees and elbows. I always thought that playing tight end, I thought that going out on a block, right, I'd throw a block the wrong way and dislocate my elbow or something like that.
Okay. Joe, how about you? Any sports that you were afraid of?
All of them.
That figures. Okay. Yeah. I mean, basketball, I wasn't afraid of anything. There was nothing that ever bothered me or ever thought of any kind of injury or anything that
my opponents shook in their boots when I played them.
Yeah, no, there was nothing with basketball. Baseball, it was fear of getting hit.
Yeah, I was never a baseball guy. Football, a lot of fears.
Football, yeah, I can see a lot of fears with that. Jock itch, all this type of stuff, without a doubt. 855-839-1210, you get in. So did you have a fear around that? And are kids taught, do you need to document it? Do you have to bring in a sliding expert? Do you have to show all the stuff? And this was at a high school level. This wasn't even Little League kids. How the heck do you have the nerve to sue on that? I mean, what do these people think they're gaining by doing that? Well, you know, we have to have different. No one should get hurt. You are going to get hurt. If you have 10,000 kids slide or 10,000 slides and a bunch of kids, somebody's going to get hurt, maybe severely. Yeah. You see people in Major League Baseball get hurt. It's an imperfect art. It's a tough thing to do, to slide into a base. And some people are just not good at it. They're afraid. 855-839-1210. But there's a million things, particularly with a hardball. And then with football and kids. Oh, God. Basketball is the one where I don't remember anything that ever made me afraid with that. You know, we played in gyms where the wall was only like 3 feet away from the end line. You know, you played. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Philly. He's here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, Dom. I love your show. Listen every day.
Thank you,
I really
Jeff.
Mean that. So I was always played baseball, and the lowest level of baseball was one up from T-ball. But even back then, every kid would slide, even if he didn't have to. We loved it. It was the funnest thing to do. I don't get it.
Well, you have any number of kids today. You know, the last time I coached and a DJ was listening and called in, Jeff, he'd probably tell you maybe as much as 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5 kids, they're scared to death to slide.
I don't get it. Well, whatever. Okay, I get it. Liberals. and then my biggest thing about playing baseball is after the Grasshopper League, I stopped growing. Everybody else grew, and I was still the catcher. Could barely make the throw to second base, and everybody wanted to crush me at home plate running from third base. I was afraid of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've kind of taken that play away. I like that play. It's one of the most exciting plays in baseball, but I get it. What was it, Posey, the guy for the Giants that got hurt? Baseball's essentially taken that away. What's the biggest disappointment?
Probably when the United States lost to Russia at any sporting event.
Yeah, well, when they beat us in Olympic basketball, I wouldn't have stood for that. I was ready to declare war on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cheated beyond belief. Yeah, whenever that took away all the joy out of the Olympics. Can Trump get us in the Olympics every time we play China now to get the same kind of spirit?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I have one more thing to say. Yesterday, my biggest thing was when Reagan got shot, and I have to admit that I wanted to be Jack Ruby, and I wanted to clean Hinckley's clock.
All right. Well, I'm not going to let you go there with Jeff. Thank you on that. That's got a little out there. All right. All right. So U.S. lost to Russia. That's a good one. Biggest disappointment coming off yesterday's game. 855-839-1210. Sliding, though. Here's another thing in youth sports that, you know, most people took it for granted. But it's not natural to some kids. Some kids are playing baseball till they're 12 or 13 because it's a social thing, it's a communal thing, the parents get together and all. That's fine. They don't want to slide. This kid, though, was playing JV baseball. Can you imagine the embarrassment that we have a legal system in Jersey that for 7 years this guy had to be answering? You read a transcript of this. This is almost an indictment, particularly of New Jersey, but of lawyers, of youth sports culture today, that a good man is put through this, and there's constant appeals, and they're winning on appeals, and these goofball judges. You know, don't you think they ought to be, get out of here. A judge just says, well, what's the ruling? I said, get out of here. You got to be kidding me. You're playing on the JV team. He says slide. You slide. There's no culpability here. Let's go to Dottie, South Jersey. Dottie, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dot.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
I managed a girls' softball team in Camden County at the time, back in the 90s. And we didn't have many places in the city to do practices. So we had this one field down by the river, and it was very hard dirt. And I didn't ask the girl to slide to home plate, but she did. And I was in the outfield, and I heard her leg snap.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, luckily we didn't have any big lawsuit. We definitely had insurance, and she was taken care of. But she was one of my best players, so that ended up for the season. And then we had another incident where I went to one of our meetings, and it came up that a girl, I did the older girls, you know, 15 to 17-year-old. This girl wanted to play pregnant.
Oh, boy. What's the ruling on that?
Luckily, it didn't come to be because we wanted notes from the parents, the girl who was actually pregnant. We wanted notes from the doctor. But luckily, it never came to be because she probably would have been on my team.
Yeah, that would have been difficult. Yeah, particularly with females in sports now, you get a lot more of this stuff. What's the biggest disappointment to you?
My biggest disappointment was when the men took over the girls' softball league and became managers and coaches. They turned it into, let's kill them, you know, let's kill them. It wasn't, you know, sportsmanship at all anymore once the men took over. But I guess we just didn't have enough mothers and women to actually do the coaching and managing.
All right, that's a good one, an interesting one at least. Men taking over. Yeah, there's a lot of male coaches in female sports.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.